Romans chapter 7. Spiritual warfare is very real. There is a furious, fierce, and ferocious battle raging in the realm of the spirit between the forces of God and the forces of evil. Warfare happens every day, all the time. Whether you believe it or not, you are in a battlefield. You are in warfare. While this is a great truth, not always the enemy is the outsider. This chapter presents us with the inner struggle, the struggle of our fallen nature with a new man. Do you remember in your childhood the two men figures in flannel board, the good and the bad, who fought each other? One represented the Christian dominated by his carnal nature, and the other represented the inner man who seeks after God. Every bad deed strengthened the bad man, and the good man was cornered. Whoever was best fed won the battle. So, my brothers and sisters, you also died to the law through the body of Christ, that you might belong to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God. Usually, those who die on the battlefield lose the war. But here's the opposite. We win the battle through our identification with the death of Christ. We die to the world and to sin. To win the battle day by day is to live in the power of the risen Christ bearing fruit. No doubt referring to the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, peace, joy, patience, gentleness, kindness, faith, meekness, and temperance. So we can confidently say, thanks be to God who delivers me through Christ Jesus our Lord. Cheer up, he'll give you victory.